Friends, we're doing the topic of spelling chords. What that means is when you play a chord on guitar, it let's assume that it's just a regular major chord, like a D chord. It consists of a 1, 3, and 5 of the D scale, meaning the first note, the third note, and the fifth note. So if you have a piano and there's your D, I don't know if you could hear that, and you sing like do re mi fa sol la ti do, the phone, those three notes, the 1, 3, and 5, make up a D chord. How do you find that? Well, assuming you could find the D note, please play it, which is between the two. On the keyboard, it goes 3 black keys, then 2 black keys. That's your pattern. So it's the note between the 2 blacks. All right, so there's your D. Now, how do you find the third? The third is built, our formula goes whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. Right? We talked about this. So you have to go 2 whole steps up from D, and you get to F sharp, the first of the 3 black keys. So play that together, because it's do, re, mi. Now, to get from the third to the fifth, you've already done whole, whole. Now you have to do whole, half. So you're going up, it's called a step and a half, correct. And the notes are D, F sharp, and A, right? So what's the one? Like, what's the name of the one? The first note of the key of the D. Of a D chord. D, yes, correct. What's the name of
F sharp?
Correct. And what's the fifth?
A.
Correct. But on guitar, now let's go to guitar. When you play an open D chord, let's name those notes. If you're doing the top 4 strings, that's D, right? And then continue, like, put the D chord in. When we go to the third string, can you name that note? How do we know the name of that note? I can give you a hint if you don't know. Okay, so we're on the G string. That you have to know. You have to know that you're on the third string. And it's the G, right? The G string. And you're up, you're at the second fret. That finger's at the second fret. So you're up a whole step from G, which is what? Well, what's the next letter? Well, in the musical alphabet, you have A through G, but then there's no H, right? So what happens after G? You have to go back to?
F. No, no. E. No.
I mean, you have the musical alphabet is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then there's no H. You go all the way back to the beginning, which is A.
A.
And so how do you know if that's a whole step or a half step? Well, that brings up the big cats eat fish thing. So bear with me on this. Big cats eat fish, what's he talking about? If you haven't heard this before, you will. You'll hear it a bunch. On the keyboard and on any other instrument, there's no black key between B and C. And there's no black key between E and F. So with the little kids, I just tell them, you know, big cats, i.e. B to C, and eat fish is E to F. There's no black key in between. So navigating the notes on an instrument is easy. All the notes are a whole step or 2 frets apart, except for big cats eat fish, B and C and E and F. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Repeat it back to me. I want to hear it.
Big cats eat
fish. No, but what does it mean? What does big cats eat fish? Like if you were going to tell another student, let's say, or your friend, how does big cats eat fish help you in music?
Because there's no black key in between B and C, and I don't know.
And E and F. You said it correct. Meaning those two notes are 1 fret apart. They're immediately next to each other.
That makes sense.
Whereas all the other notes like G to A to B, D to E, they're all 2 frets or a whole step. Correct. How does that help you in this case? We'll get back to D in a minute. Your first finger's on fret 2, string 3. You know that string 3 is the G note, because it's from 6 to 1, it goes Eddie 8, Dynamite, Goodbye, Eddie, so that's good. Right, you follow that? You ever heard that before? The names of the open strings, Eddie 8, Dynamite, Goodbye, Eddie. So how have you been knowing the names of the strings so far, just by trying to memorize it? Yeah, so some people like that, Eddie 8, Dynamite, Goodbye, Eddie. So you're on the string G, which is good, and you're up a whole step from G, which is A, okay? But you know from having told me before that A is the fifth of the D chord, because it's D, F sharp, and A, right? So this, when you spell your chord, the D note that you played at fret, I'm sorry, on the fourth string was 1, that's D. And then the next note is the fifth. So the order on guitar is not the same. It's not 1, 3, 5. You could play 1, 3, 5, but the fingering would be all hard and it would be up the neck. It wouldn't be pleasant at all. So stick on D for a minute. Let's finish that. The next note on second string is what? It's on the third string of the Eddie 8 Dynamite Goodbye.
Bye.
The B, yeah. And so how can you name that note? Well, if this is B at fret 0, where is C? Like, just answer, yeah, good. He said he put his finger on fret 1 because he knows that B and C, big cats. And then from C to D is a whole step. So there's your D right there. Which is, in a number fashion, what number is it?
1.
Correct. So far, from bottom to top, the D chord that you play is 1-5-1. And we got one note left, which is the one on the top string. How do you find out what note that is?
This is E.
It's the E string, correct?
String.
And then where would be F? Correct. How do you know it was only one? Because eat fish, right?
And then that's
F sharp.
F sharp.
How do you know that was F sharp? Because F to G is 2 frets. Right? But you're not going 2 frets. You're only going 1 fret. So there's a note in between F and G. You got to call it either F sharp or G flat. In this case, it's F. Does that make sense? And so what is that F sharp to the chord? 1, 3, or 5?
3.
You got it. So the way you spell a G chord is 1-5-1-3. I'm sorry, D chord. And that's how we get there. So we're relating piano theory. You know, I go da-da-da, but you go... Like, that's even hard. You need 2 hands to do that on piano. If I went 1-5-1-3... Well, you can almost do it. But that's tough. But on the flip side, if you tried to play just 1-3-5 on guitar... That would not be pretty. It's just be tough. You'd have to rearrange. So I'm pretty sure you're getting this. So let's do another example. Let's take an F. Now in this case, we're not going to do a bar chord F. We're only going to do the top 4 strings, all right? All right? So we're going to spell that chord. Spell as in numbers, the intervals, right? All right? The very first note on the 4th string, 3rd fret, this guy. Yep. He's on the which string?
The E, G, A.
Well, it goes Eddie 8 Dynamite, Goodbye Eddie.
D.
It's on the D string, correct. And in order to name that note, let's find E first. So take your chord off and just play the D on that string. And now play D on that string. How do you know where E is? I mean, did I just say D? I meant play E on that string. Is D and E a whole step or a half step apart?
Half step. No. Yes, half step.
All right. Question. Is it big cats or eat fish or is it just D to E? Nothing to do with either of those.
Oh, no. It's a whole step. Whole step.
Correct. That's where big cats eat fish come in. If it's big cats or eat fish, it's half. Everything else is a whole. So just reiterating. So the answer is 2nd fret would be E. Are you sure you understand that?
Yes.
Repeat back to me why.
2nd fret is E.
Like, how do you know it's 2nd fret if the...
When it's open, it's D, and then this is a half step from D, and then this is a whole step.
But how do you know D and E are a whole step?
Because it's not in the big cat.
Correct.
It's fret.
It's not E to F or B to C. Right? You said E's Freddy. That's fine. Yeah. And then now you're at E. How far to F? Is it a whole step or half step? Is it
half step?
Is it E fish? Yes, it is. Right? So there's our note, F. So the point of the story is the very first note of an F chord is which note in the F scale, 1, 3, or 5? Because it is an F note. Play your F chord. Yep, yeah, just the top 4 strings. Yep, and so this note is an F. So is that 1, 3, or 5? It's a 1, isn't it? It's got to be a 1. Now, we didn't talk about what is a 1, 3, 5. We didn't talk about what's a 1, 3, 5 yet in the key of F. But if you play the key of F, which is the white key right before the 3 black keys, right? You have to go up how far to get to the 3rd? Yeah, you put your finger on A. How did you do that so quick? How did you know it was that?
Because it's a whole step.
2 whole steps, right?
2 whole steps, yeah.
Because do, re, mi, because it's whole, half, right? two whole steps to get to the third. And then from the third to the fifth, you've already done whole whole. Now you got to do half whole. So how far, what note would be the fifth? Correct. So the answer is A, I'm sorry, F, A, and C is the 1, 3, and 5.
1, 3, and 5.
And we need to know that in order to spell the chord. So far, you got a 1 is F. This seems like a lot of work, but it'll get quicker.
This is 3.
3. How'd you get that so quick? On the third string, he got it.
Because it says it in the music, in the sound.
He can just hear it. Yeah, you can, if your ear is trained, you can, like the ear training song that we teach for the interval of a third is Obladi. Obla, Obladi, Oblada. That's a 1, 3, 5 right there, that song. Obladi, Oblada. So if you could sing Obladi, you, there you go. See, you can just figure out the rest by ear. And immediately you're just got the fact that your fourth string is 1, your third string is the 3 of the scale, and your second string is the 5. You just did it by ear. 1, 3, 5. Perfect. So that can save you a lot of work. Whatever way you want to do it, whether you do it mathematically or... And then what is that up there?
1.
It is. It's an octave, yeah. 1, 1. It's an octave.
Yeah.
So the F is 1, 3, 5, 1. That's how you spell it.
And then
for those of you listening to this, I'm going to make the next track the G. But try and do it on your own before you listen to it. In fact, do all three. Do G, A, and A minor. And we'll fill in the sheet. These are all on your PDF, so don't look at the PDF and don't listen to the recording. Do it on your own first before you hear this or look at it and see if you're right. So the next chord you're going to do is G. You're going to number it from the bottom string, the sixth string, to the top.